"So," said Ham and Pork, "what's another dead gee-gee?"
"I know what Dark Tan means," said Peaches. "We can't just send her out to die."
Big Savings stepped forward and put a paw around the young female, cuddling her protectively. She glared at Ham and Pork. Although she might nip him sometimes if she was annoyed, she wouldn't argue with him. She was too old to do that. But her look said, "All males are stupid, you stupid old rat." He looked lost.
"We've killed gee-gees, haven't we?" he said. "Why do we want this one hanging around?"
"We can't send her out to die," said Peaches again, looking at Dangerous Bean's expression.
He had that faraway look in his pink eyes.
"You want it trailing around, eating our food and messing things up," said Ham and Pork. "It can't talk, it can't think."
"Nor could we not long ago," snapped Peaches. "We were all like her."
"We can think now, young female," said Ham and Pork, his hair rising.
"Yes," said Dangerous Beans quietly. "We can think now. We can think about what we do. We can pity the innocent one who means us no harm, and that's why she can stay." Ham and Pork's head turned sharply. Dangerous Beans was still facing the newcomer. Ham and Pork reared up instinctively, a rat ready to fight, but Dangerous Beans couldn't see him. Peaches watched the old rat with concern. He'd been challenged by a weedy little rat who would not last a second in a fight, and Dangerous Beans hadn't even realised he'd made the challenge. "He doesn't think like that," Peaches told herself. The other rats were watching Ham and Pork. They still thought like that, and were waiting to see what he would do. But it was dawning even on Ham and Pork that pouncing on the white rat would be unthinkable. It would be like cutting off his own tail. He very carefully let himself relax.
"It's just a rat," he muttered. "But you, dear Ham and Pork, are not," said Dangerous Beans. "Will you go with Dark Tan's crew to find out where she came from? It could be dangerous."
This made Ham and Pork's hair rise again.
"I'm not afraid of danger," he roared. "Of course not. That is why you should go. She was terrified," said Dangerous Beans. "I've never been scared of anything," shouted Ham and Pork.
Now Dangerous Beans turned to face him. In the candlelight, there was a glow in the pink eyes. Ham and Pork was not a rat who spent a lot of time thinking about things he couldn't see or smell or bite, but he looked up. The candlelight made big rat shadows dance on the wall. Ham and Pork had heard the young rats talking about shadows and dreams and what happened to your shadow after you died. He didn't worry about that stuff. Shadows couldn't bite you. There was nothing to be frightened of in shadows. But now, his own voice in his own head told him, "I'm frightened of what those eyes can see." Ham and Pork glared at Dark Tan, who was scratching something in the mud with one of his sticks.
"I'll go, but I will lead the expedition," he said. "I'm senior rat here." "That doesn't worry me," said Dark Tan. "Mr. Clicky is going to be going in front in any case."
"I thought he got smashed last week," said Peaches.
"We've got two left," said Dark Tan. "Then we'll have to raid another pet shop." "I'm the leader," said Ham and Pork. "I'll say what we do, Dark Tan."
"Fine, sir, fine," said Dark Tan, still drawing in the mud.
"And you know how to make all the traps safe, do you?"
"No, but I can tell you to."
"Good, good,"
said Dark Tan, making more marks with his stick, and not looking at the leader.
"And you'll tell me which levers to leave alone and which bits to wedge open, will you?"
"I don't have to understand about traps," said Ham and Pork.
"But I do, sir," said Dark Tan, speaking in the same calm voice. "And I'm telling you that there's a couple of things about some of these new ones I don't understand. And until I understand them, I'd very respectfully suggest that you leave it all to me."
"That is not the way to talk to a superior rat."
Dark Tan gave him a look, and Peaches held her breath. This is the showdown, she thought. This is where we find out who is the leader.
Then Dark Tan said, I am sorry. Impertinence was not intended.
Peaches.